And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Doc, are you going to be a contact in the desert this year?
I believe so.
I will see you there.
Okay.
We'll have some fun. We're celebrating our birthdays, aren't we?
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'll be 85.
That's fantastic. Good for you. As long as you don't keep falling, you're going to be around for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I've recovered about 95% from that fall up in Canada. And, of course...
That was the one from a couple months ago, right?
Oh, no. That was a couple of years ago.
Well, that was the first one.
Yeah.
Okay. And where was the second one?
The second one was here in California.
Yeah, that's the one that was that got us worried. But yeah. You sound like you bounced back okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, when you're taking the stuff... taking the 90 essential nutrients, and of course, this is when you take the nutrients, you're going to protect yourself from all kinds of things, including arthritis. Again, arthritis, we spend $626.8 billion a year in America just to treat the symptoms of arthritis. And if you're sitting down, George, I'll give you one more statistic. This is osteoporosis in America, okay? And we also have some issues with Canada and the European Union, and that's why we're going to be putting our books and products in the European Union, okay? Anyway, together, the United States, Canada, and the European Union, we spend $6.5 trillion each year just to support the treatment and relief of symptoms of osteoporosis, not to cure it. $6.5 trillion.
Trillion dollars.
Yeah, then when you add the $626.8 billion, you're looking at $7 trillion we spend just to treat the symptoms of arthritis and osteoporosis.
That's something. Now, do you have any medical doctors who are friends of yours?
Oh, yeah. I married one, Dr. Milan.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a, she's a surgeon who deals with people who have all kinds of problems. Transplant, that's the word I was looking for, a transplant surgeon, whether it's a liver or a heart or lungs or...
She's still practicing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
She's 70, she's 77.
She doesn't look it.
No, she looks like she's 40 years old.
She doesn't look it at all. Back to the phones we go, west of the Rockies, Glenn in Victorville, California. Hey, Glenn, welcome.
Thank you. I got several questions. The one that got me to call in originally, though, was the tendonitis that Dr. Wallach already kind of covered.
Tendonitis.
I've had it for a long time. Can it actually be reversed?
Oh, yeah. Tendonitis. Tendonitis. Tendonitis.
Tendonitis, okay.
Yeah, tendonitis is ringing in the ears. And, okay, this is the skull squeezing the cranial nerves. And every family should have at least one copy of the book, It's All in Your Head. Because it goes into these types of problems. And if you go to a doctor and you have tinnitus in the ears, they're going to give you hearing aids and do ear surgery and give you prescription drugs and stuff like that and have you come in once every couple of months for a couple of years, okay? But they're not going to fix the problem. They just treat the symptoms. Well, when you get this book, It's All in Your Head, each chapter represents one set of the cranial nerves, there's 12 pairs of cranial nerves, and then there's a CD that goes along with the book by the same title, It's All in Your Head, which covers all the diseases that occur when your spinal cord.
That's got to be frustrating, Doc, to have tinnitus, huh?
Oh, yeah. And of course it is. It's frustrating. It's distracting, especially if you're driving and you can't hear.
And it's nonstop, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, it happens when you're asleep. Certain positions will set it off. And it kind of throbs and goes and comes. But that's one of about 35 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull, tinnitus ringing in the ears, and there's a balance problem. And these two things alone, they're all easily fixed within weeks.
Let's go back to Glenn for his second question.
Okay.
Go ahead, Glenn.
Can I ask another quick question about blood pressure?
Yes, sir.
Right now... before I called, after doing my stretches, it was 160 over 78, and mm-hmm. standing it was 153 over 76.
That's,
and I want to know,
high.
What causes that big difference in the pressure from the systolic and diastolic?
Well, the diastolic is when your heart's not beating, it's stopped. The bigger number is when it's contracting. Okay, so there's two stages of a heartbeat.
It's that blood pressure level he just said. That's pretty high, Doc.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very high. And so he needs to be, how much do you weigh, sir?
A 238.
Okay. You need to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, brown rice, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And then you need two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Take a full dose of everything twice a day. That's two healthy brain and heart packs a month. Take a full dose of everything twice a day. And then you want to make sure that you're, and all your symptoms are, again.
And what we always tell people,
I made a list of things that I have. I mean, I have
you have the high blood pressure, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's the main one we're going to talk about here. You also want to take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. You want to take three times a day. I only weigh 142, and I don't have high blood pressure, but I take three twice a day. The Ultimate Daily Classic tablets were designed to deal with the arteries that get closed in your heart.
Is that what causes the pressure to go up?
That's right, because the internal diameter gets smaller as the scar tissue begins to fill up the inside tube of an artery and a vein.
And as Doc would tell you, Glenn, don't get off your meds. Work with your doctor, but definitely...
Yeah. And when the time comes, you know, say...
Wean yourself.
Yeah, when your blood pressure starts coming down, you can slowly reduce your medication based on the numbers. And then you always have to stay on the nutrients. We're designed to live our maximum lifespan and quality of life by taking in the 90 essential nutrients, okay? That's why some people on Earth, depending on where they live, again... This was kind of strange. Let me take 1 or 2 minutes here. This goes back 2 or 3,000 years ago when wood and coal were the fuel for light and heat and getting rid of stuff you want to get rid of and so forth, burn stuff. And people would take the ashes from the wood and coal fires, which had minerals in them, put them in their gardens as fertilizer, put them in their food as a spice. We're getting our minerals that way for 3,000 years. Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon... Monday, September 4th, 1882, we pulled the switch on electricity. And by 1900, everybody was using electricity. No more wood ashes, no more coal ashes. And the medical system went crazy. Everybody's getting all these diseases that they had never seen before, never had before in their families and their communities because they weren't getting the minerals anymore. Because nobody said, hey, you got to start taking supplements because you're not putting the wood ashes, coal ashes in your food anymore.
Yeah. I love that story. John in Wisconsin, take it away. Hey, John.
Hello, George.
Hi, John.
Hello, Doc.
Yes.
I have a follow-up, and please bear with me because my comments have a great ending. 3 weeks ago, I was on with Doc talking about my 93-year-old mother who was in the hospital with COVID pneumonia. And I concurred with Doc that most medical professionals treat the symptoms, not the problem. So I invited my sister, who's in charge of my parents' estate, to please join me that evening and listen to Doc and just get another view of things. I must give you some background on my sister. She's a research savant. She totally researched Doc. She researched critical health news. She researched longevity. She was impressed with everything. And her husband joined me that evening to listen to Doc. And after we heard the show, and she heard the entire show, I'm sorry, I have to say one other thing about my sister. So she was, and I never got along growing up. She was the A-plus cheerleader who tested out of high school. I was the D-minus pot smoker who almost flunked out of high school. However, we are both in our 60s now. We're civil, and we have a good dialogue. So my sister also has three sons. Two of them are medical doctors, and the other has a PhD in MRI research and development. So she's always insulated and surrounded by academic influence. And I really wanted her to hear Doc. Well, praise the Lord, after Doc was on, she sat down with me and said, John, you know, you are right, and Doc is right. My sons were never educated in nutrition, and they're lacking that in the wisdom. And then she looked in my cabinet to see what products I was getting from Longevity. She was very, very interested. And I'll leave you with these final two comments. She said, John, I'm very impressed. And I think everybody should go to a doctor when they have a broken bone or need stitches or need surgery. However, I believe a lot of that can be prevented if they eat right and they exercise right and they take nutrients, which what his doc has been preaching about for years. And here's my final comment. I don't think you can change people's motivation or lack of. However, through wise counsel and calmness, you can change people's behavior. And that's what happened to my sister that night. And that's what Doc does every time he's on the air. He changes people's behavior for the better. God bless you, Doc. And George, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, John. The kind words are done.
Thank you so much, yes.
Doc, do you get recognized much?
Most people on the street don't know me because I do. We're doing more Zooms now. And so in some areas where we do a lot of Zooms, they will, hey, are you Doc Wallach? Kind of thing. But the Zooms have been great with all the stuff going on and all the infectious diseases. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we're blessed by having the Zooms. But come springtime, this coming springtime, we're going to start hitting the road again. And I'm going to have to be going to Europe and Asia because of all this new stuff we got going on over there. I'm very excited about that because you have such a big following in Europe. And so it's one of those things where
we do. Yeah,
yeah, we'll have to do some shows over there.
Next up, let's go to Don in Alberta, Canada, International Line. Hey, Donald.
Hi, George. Hi, Dr.
Bill
Wallach. I'd like to really thank you both for what you're contributing to society. I think it's quite amazing. I've been following you, Joel, for quite a few years now, from the first time I've seen you in one of your seminars. But, eggs. I can't eat, like, chicken eggs, but I got some chickens from a farm not far from me. And problem with the chickens was they were so nutritionally deficient. I spent all summer feeding them, like, nutritional foods, and they were still under the weather. I found duck eggs and quail eggs I can eat, but I still can't eat chicken eggs. But we'll skip that. And wheatgrass, there was a lady called in the other day, and I found that, true or false, you can say, answer the question, that it doesn't produce gluten until it's over 11 inches high. And the other thing I was wondering about is, could we, with your programs, could we bring in somebody like Terry Bell, has since passed, but he practiced Chinese Shote, which I trained under, and you can test somebody for nutritional deficiencies really quickly. And the other thing I had a question on is bringing in electronics, because I used to use a lot of electronics to test people for different deficiencies and stuff. Could we bring in something like that? And the last question I had is Cheerios. There's a chemical called, just Google Cheerios and you'll find it. But there's a new chemical they're spraying on the fields, and it makes people feminine and stops children from developing. But it's in Cheerios and other breakfast cereals.
Yeah, of course, the cereals, whether it's oatmeal or Wheaties, those sort of things are pancakes, you know, kind of thing, made out of buckwheat. These grains and the grasses that hold them, okay, have gluten in them. And so it's not worth the risk of saying, well, I can eat wheatgrass when it's this high, and you just want to stay away from wheat, barley, rye, oats, and buckwheat. Don't even say the words, because they will kill you, okay? They're good for cattle. They're going to be alive for a month or two or three. Then they go to market, okay? And it's not transferred in the meat. It can be transferred. The gluten can be transferred in the milk, but not the meat. And so it's one of those things where you really, really have to watch it, because gluten will destroy your villi, and so your intestines looking like a bunch of fingers sticking up in your intestines to increase the surface area for absorption. The villi go away when you're eating gluten, wheat, barley, rye, oats, and buckwheat, and you will be in trouble. even if you're supplementing, you won't be able to absorb 1% of your supplements if your villi are gone.
When did gluten become a big story, Doc?
Gluten became a big story back at the turn of the century when electricity came along. Because when we had gluten, but we still had the wood ashes and the coal ashes, we were getting minerals. But when the minerals went away because we went to electricity, the gluten really did a number on humanity in the civilized communities.
Let's go to Todd in Bellevue, Washington. Welcome to the show. Hey, Todd, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Norrie, Dr. Wallach, and Mr. Tom Danheiser. Now, I would like to ask the doctor. Now, I know he has spoken about the Angus burger from McDonald's on the air before, which he said he was eating. And I know I've worked at McDonald's, and I know those come out of a frozen box. So that's processed food to me. And I'd like to know if he's ever had the protein wrap at In-N-Out Burger, which is all fresh meat.
I think you work for In-N-Out, Todd.
Okay, it's one of those things where burgers, whether you make them at home or you get them from these burger places. If you're just getting the burger and throw the bun away, you may want to, eat the lettuce and tomatoes on the burger and the cheese on the burger, but you want to throw the bun away because the bun has wheat, butter, and oats and buckwheat in them. The meat, now some places they do add flour, wheat flour and oat flour and buckwheat flour to the meat which they say make it taste better or something like that.
Tainted, yeah.
Yeah, it's a taste thing. And then holds it together so it doesn't fall apart and crumble on the assembly line, so to speak. And so it's one of those things where you really have to watch what you're eating when you're eating out at hamburger places. I used to live in those places, but I didn't eat the buns, and I didn't eat the fried potatoes. And so I ate the burgers with the lettuce and tomatoes on them and the cheese on them.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. You can get a hold of them and send emails to Doc Wallach or pharmacist Ben. Ben will join us in 3 weeks from now. He was off last time. He was at a special conference. The website is criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call for assistance. Operators are there taking notes. 1-855-949-7234, and you can call not just tonight, but tomorrow, the next day, and whenever. Just keep that number, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, do you know what day you're going to be at Contact in the Desert? I'll be there on the weekend.
Well, probably that'll be me, too, on the weekend, because during the week I have so many Zooms and stuff, so I will probably be doing them from my studio here, and then I'll go get Contact in the Desert on the weekend.
All right, super. We'll see you then. We're going to come back and take final phone calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, and then I'll tell you what's in store right after that on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Dr. Joel Wallach with us in your final phone calls here as we're giving you some tips on how to stay healthy. Doc, your website hits are continuing to go up, 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 up by the thousands.
Well, I can't thank you enough, George, for teaming up with us because you are beloved in the entire world. So you're a great man. We appreciate you.
You know, what bothers me the most, Doc, is when we have a caller who calls in regularly and then all of a sudden we haven't heard from them. And in some cases, it's been 2 or 3 years now we haven't heard from them. I think they've passed away. It's sad.
Yes, it's a possibility. And, of course, it doesn't take many mistakes to die, okay?
That's true.
Yeah, just, having grain for breakfast every morning, like Wheaties and Cheerios and stuff like that, or having buckwheat pancakes every Saturday and that sort of stuff, eating French fries at lunch every day at work. That sort of stuff will kill you 10 to 15 years early.
I got a call a couple of weeks ago from a friend of mine in St. Louis. One of my bankers in St. Louis, 27-year-old young guy, nice guy, smart, died of a prescription drug overdose.
Terrible.
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable. Anyways, let's go back to the calls. Rosemary's with us in Juneau, Alaska, on the wild card line. Hello, Rosemary.
Hello.
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 Welcome.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi. I had just some questions about an illness I got last year and I'm being treated for it. It's called arteritis, like temporal arteritis, and I end up with full body arteritis.
What is arteritis, Rose?
It's a like vascular problem where all my arteries are inflamed.
What causes that?
I have no idea.
Doc?
I don't think they do.
Have you heard of this thing, Doc?
Oh, yeah. Arteritis. Again, this is why we came up with the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. And again, how old are you, ma'am, and how much do you weigh?
I'm 59, and before I, got this illness, I was like 169 pounds, but now I'm over 200 pounds because of taking prednisone for
The doctors are treating your symptoms. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. He's not treating the arteritis. Arteritis is, as you pointed out, is inflammation of the arteries all over the body, and this can be happening because of eating fried foods. It could be happening because of drinking too much wine, or these all kinds of things can cause arteritis. So, and you weigh 159 pounds?
No. That's what I was before prednisone. I'm
like
200 now. Okay, 230. Yeah. Okay. Well, you need get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet one's got to go. And then I would have you take two healthy brain and heart packs a month, fluids, everything twice a day. And then I want you to have three of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets three times a day. It'll be two bottles a month to pull that off. It's going to help your blood pressure come down, because when you have arteritis, your blood pressure goes up because the inside diameter of the arteries gets smaller. So if you have the same amount of volume of blood and the space is smaller, the pressure goes up. So this will help you get your pressure down. This will add many healthy years to your life. The Ultimate Daily Classic tablets three times a day. And it's going to quiet the inside lining of the arteries down, quiet them down. And if you stop eating the bad foods, the arteries will heal themselves. And you will get the blood flowing as it's supposed to. And, of course, this is very important also for the brain. Do you have any ringing in your ears or anything like that?
No.
Okay, do you have balance problems?
Let me see. Only when my blood pressure fell after, coming down off of the prednisone, because they tapered me off.
Yes.
I fell, and then I fractured one leg, and I broke the other one. So
on top
of my illness, I had that problem.
Okay, well, when you have the healthy brain and heart pack, and you're taking, the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, because you have a history of bone and joint problems, I want you also to take our glucagel. And this was actually made for professional basketball players. It actually builds cartilage, ligaments, tendons, and connective tissue, and bone matrix. It'll help you rebuild bone. I don't care if you're 200 years old, it'll help you rebuild bone. It'll help you rebuild the cartilage in your joints. If you have pain in your joints or your muscles, we have a topical cream. It'll give you 2 to 3 hours of pain relief. It's called CM cream. CM cream. And, I'm in a couple of months, I'll be 85 years old, and I do a lot of work out in the yards. And so when I go out to do my work in the yards, I'll put that CM cream on my knees, my shoulders. I never have any sore joints, and I'm 85 years old. That's because I'm taking all my nutrients and taking good care of staying away from the bad stuff.
I've seen you travel, Doc. You're like a little pharmacy of supplements.
Well, yes, I do. I think it's now 50 different supplements a day, 50 different ones a day.
You beat me.
And I have to pay for them like everybody else. I don't get them for free. And so it's one of those things where the extra 20 years is worth the extra $50 a month.
But if you're a longevity distributor, you get them at wholesale prices.
You get them at wholesale prices. And if you do it, if you have a little home-based business and you get to get the tax deductions because you're using part of your home, like your den or something like that, for an office, and you use your car for your business, you get an enormous tax break. You can get thousands of dollars back in taxes every year having a little home-based business. You know, Shar and Margie, you mentioned earlier in the show, they've been with me for over 30 years, and they're both high school graduates, and they make more money than most millionaires because of all the work they do with Youngevity.
They love supplements, don't they?
Oh, they love the supplements. Those two ladies are just phenomenal. And they literally go around the world helping people and putting on meetings and things. They have a huge army of people all over the world.
I'm going to take final calls with Doc Wallach here. Let's go to Gordon in Plant City, Florida. Gordy, how have you been?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And by the way, pharmacist Ben and also chiropractor Dr. Drew Peterson, call in. They're both brilliant. Anyhow, though, listen, my mama takes some statin drugs, all right, presumably to reduce bad cholesterol. So that begs the question, are statin drugs ever helpful? Is there ever such a thing as bad cholesterol? And besides eggs, what else would you offer as solutions? We're pretty poor, but go ahead and hit us with an answer.
Okay, well, this is where the I-26 comes in. The I-26 can help rebuild and maintain the white matter in your brain and spinal cord and your larger arteries, okay, and your larger nerves have these.
Is this relatively new, Doc, I-26?
I'd say it's about a year old.
Yeah, that's new.
Yeah, it's fairly new. But people jump onto it right away when they take it for a month, and they see the difference.
How'd you come up with the name?
Well, 26, or the number of diseases, it will help.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Okay, and so...
Witty guy, you.
we try to make it simple. But, yeah, this freaks doctors out. You can't be giving people cholesterol. Okay, well... Would you let me take away all the cholesterol you eat? You know, like you eat steak. I eat steak about 3-4 days a week for breakfast or lunch, along with eggs. I'm a farm boy, so I eat eggs. You know, I poached eggs, soft scrambled eggs and butter, and my steaks. And I have all my salads and everything. And today I had rice noodles for dinner, along with my steak, rice noodles. And so you can do very well and not do the bad stuff. And the I-26 is really a great, great thing because doctors really know very little about how to deal with demyelinating diseases. They just don't know what to do, and they believe it's a genetic thing or an aging thing. And so there's like 30 different debilitating diseases that are caused by lack of myelin, lack of the white matter of the brain and spinal cord. And so when we started working on that, it was so successful. I said, well, let's just make it a product in the system. Okay, so because we were helping our own families. And so we made it a product in the system. It's just going over the whole world now, and that's why we're going over to Europe and Asia here pretty soon, next year.
We've got Janice in Chicago. Hey, Janice, let's get you in here. Go ahead.
Hi. I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer stage 3 in September, and it's metastasized to a tumor on my intestine near the rectum and, like, on the belly fat. And I've been taking chemo, and they want to do a surgery, and I want to know, what do you have to offer?
Okay, well, we can support your immune system. Your immune system is your best friend when you have metastatic cancer. And you have to stop doing all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat powder, no oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. How much do you weigh?
Around 160.
Okay, 160. I'd have you take 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of thing twice a day. And then I would support your immune system with the I-26, 160 pounds, you say? 136 to 160 pounds.
Yeah.
I'd go ahead and take 3 of those 3 times a day. That's going to support your immune system.
I recommend she go ahead with the surgery, too, though.
Well, it's a surgery. You want to remove a mass because it's sitting there shedding more cancer cells. Okay, when you have a cancer nodule or, or like, you know, size of a baseball or something like that, or sorry, size of an egg, is shedding more cancer cells all over the body constantly.
Are we learning anything more about cancer these days?
I don't believe the doctors are, because they make too much money with surgeries and just treating symptoms and stuff like that instead of preventing it and curing it. We like to prevent it. And so the whole idea is to prevent it by getting rid of all the bad stuff which causes the cancer. It's the fried foods and not having enough nutrition to support your immune system. So if you're not taking the 90 essential nutrients to support your immune system, and you're eating fried foods for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks, that's why we have cancer.
And Janice, if you missed anything, call this toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Let's go to Eric, truck driving out there in one of our favorite states of Indiana. Hello, Eric.
Hello, George. Hello, Doc Wallach. I'd like to listen to this over the phone if I could. I'm starting to run out of radio range. Two things. My wife read a piece in the internet or listened to somebody about that coffee lowers sugar. And another thing is I drink a lot of coffee, and I don't use sugar, but I use artificial sweeteners, and I wanted to get in a little bit of take on that. And also, I heard that, well, I actually read it on the internet, where oatmeal and Cheerios,
yep,
are having fertility problems in women. It's got some kind of poison or something.
Some chemical. Mm-hmm. Douse,
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, well, when you're talking about wheat and oats, that's the gluten, okay? And it kills the lining of your small intestine, so you cannot absorb nutrition, okay? And it makes complications for pregnancies. It makes complications for aging. It makes complications for absorbing nutrients, even if you're taking supplements. And so you need to stay away from wheat, bran, rye, oats, and buckwheat. Just don't even say the word, okay, because they are dangerous. And again, back in the old days, before 1882, and of course we have a book, it's called, Hell's Kitchen. It talks about the transition between the 2,000 years of using wood and coal as fuel and the transition to electricity and all the diseases we've developed and the shifts that the medical system had to make to start treating all these things they'd never seen before, because now all the minerals we were getting from wood ashes and coal ashes were no longer available to us because we were going... Okay, we're going with electricity.
They're saying that Cheerios and Quaker Oats may have a pesticide in them that causes infertility, Doc.
Well,
not good.
Well, that's a possibility, too. That's on top of what the gluten will do.
Everything else. That's, yep, absolutely right. Doc, we will see you at Contact in the Desert in June, my friend.
Okay, well, God bless. That's my birthday. We'll celebrate my birthday back then with you. Okay.
You take care. Absolutely. We've got birthdays on similar days, to be sure. Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website. We set a record back about an hour ago. Keep doing it, folks. Go to that website with your desktop, with your smartphone, and just look around at that. You'll find some interesting things there. And, of course, the toll-free phone number is 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, Jonathan Zapp joins us, and he believes that artificial intelligence could possibly destroy us in the future. And he's going to bring some latest research showing that AI is more powerful than electricity, nuke energy, and the internet combined. That's amazing.